strawberries grows around here. She buys them out of the store in little crates, a little deeper and bigger than that. Costs you about 30 or 35 cents for a tray.
Goodness.
What do you pay for them?
About 39 cents a pint, when you start off with them. And of course, they get where you get a quart for that later on.
Do you have any raspberries here, or is it?
Yeah, this is a, people grow them. They're not wild, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Wild raspberries. People have berry patches.
How about blackberries? Do you get those down around the creeks?
What?
Blackberries?
Yeah, they grow wild in places. Some people's got them here, and let's see who has tore up their blackberry patch. Oh, it's so locked. They wouldn't bear, I believe he told me.
Oh.
Yeah, they're wild blackberries here.
They grow in lowlands. They don't do any good up on the hill.
Oh. How about melons?
Watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you can raise them in the thousands here. And where you've got a good, deep, loamy sand.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little town on 77 South, the name of Thackerville.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they grow cantaloupes and watermelon down there, and the world looks like.
Every house has a stand out in front.
Yeah. You've been down through there,
yeah. Yeah, I have. On my way to Dallas.
Yeah.
Do they grow other melons around here?
Well, there's some grow east of here and northeast, but now I don't know just who they are raising them, do you?
Do they grow that kind with an orange meat?
Mm-hmm.
We call them yellow-meated melons. That's a yellow-meated melon.
That's a watermelon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow-meated and red-meated.
How about that one that has a hollow in the middle?
Holler.
Yeah.
Well, he just didn't develop right, or he wouldn't have.
Well, I was thinking of another kind of melon. They get, oh, about that big around.
I don't know. I'm not acquainted with it.
You scrape out the seeds and eat them, maybe for breakfast.
Oh, cantaloupe?
Oh, cantaloupe,
uh-huh.
You're talking about.
Yeah. Lord, they'll grow where the watermelon do. The same land that produce watermelon produce cantaloupe.
The only annoying thing about that is they all get ripe at once.
That's right.
You
sure gotta have your market ready when they get ready. They're not gonna wait but a few days too. They're going to do bad.
If you want
out there in the sun,
be
you
ready.
Know. Yeah, and it's invariably more than you can use at home. You've got to put them on the market or give them away.
Were those called cantaloupe in the early days?
Yes, and there is something similar to that. You call them straight melon. It's not a cantaloupe. It's a mushmelon.
Yeah,
this
mushroom, they're
much
larger than cantaloupe.
Rocky Ford cantaloupe is the most favorite here in this county.
Mm-hmm.
Any man that's trucking, raising truck, he plants cantaloupes, he's going to plant some Rocky Ford.
Mm, they don't get particularly big.
They're early, but not so large, but they're early, you see. And the main thing to get the money is to get on the market first with whatever you produce. Before they all get to coming in, you see.
Yeah.
Try to beat them to the market.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can kind of set your own price.
Mm-hmm.
But after they begin to move to the market, well then, the grocery stores get filled up, and don't take but a few to satisfy a family. Now, I guess you've bought about as much this year of cantaloupe as you ever did, since we've been living here. But now she's tapering off, and she don't get them. And the cheaper they get, well, the less she thinks of them.
Yeah. That's true, though.
That's
that way. Do you have that fungus growth that you find out in the woods here? The one you can eat looks sort of like an umbrella?
I don't know of it. I don't know what you're referring to.
Some of them you can eat, some of them are poisonous.